Who belongs to the church? St. Paul compares the church, the body of Christ, with the human body, that is, a single body with different parts all together. In the body of the church, the head is Jesus Christ, and the different parts the Christians on earth, in purgatory, and in heaven. This singular composition of the church is called the mystical body of Christ. If we consider those who are still on earth, they are different according to their status in the church: the Pope, the bishops, the priests, the lay people. However, these differences are expressed within the great family of the sons of God, where all work together to fulfill the mission that Christ entrusted to his apostles: to teach the gospel, with particular insistence in keeping the commandments, and to communicate the fruits of Christ's redemption through the celebration of the sacraments. The mission that corresponds to each one differs according to his or her function in the church. All of them have their own responsibility. The church is governed by the Pope and the bishops. Peter and the other apostles governed the church and conferred their powers on their successors. The Pope and the bishops make up the hierarchy, which rules the people of God, helped by the priests and the deacons. We should love and obey the hierarchy. Its mission is to teach the doctrine of Jesus Christ by preaching the gospel, to sanctify with the sacraments, the means of receiving the grace of God, and to govern the church, declaring laws that bind us in conscience, judging and punishing if necessary. The Pope. The Roman Pontiff is the successor of Peter, the vicar of Christ on earth, and visible head of the whole church, with supreme power over each and every shepherd and faithful. Moreover, by divine will, the Pope is infallible, and, as supreme teacher of the whole church, cannot err when teaching about a doctrine pertaining to faith or morals. The bishops. By divine institution, bishops are the successors of the apostles. Every bishop, insofar as he is a member of the College of Bishops, is responsible collegially, along with all the other bishops who are united to the Pope, for the care of all particular churches and of the entire church. A bishop to whom a particular church has been entrusted governs that church with the authority of his own sacred power. This power is ordinary, immediate, and exercised in the name of Christ, the Good Shepherd, in communion with the entire church and under the guidance of the successor of Peter. According to the magisterium of the church, although the bishops taken individually do not enjoy the privilege of infallibility, they do, however, proclaim infallibly the doctrine of Christ on the following conditions. Namely, when, even though dispersed throughout the world, but preserving for all that amongst themselves and with Peter's successor the bond of communion, in their authoritative teaching concerning matters of faith and morals, they are in agreement that a particular teaching is to be held definitively and absolutely. The presbyters, or priests of the second order, and the deacons. Priests of the second order are Christ's ministers who, under the bishop's authority, collaborate with him preaching the gospel, sanctifying the faithful, and leading Christian people to salvation, mainly through the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist. Deacons have received an inferior degree of the sacrament of holy orders. They are not priests and obviously cannot carry out priestly functions. They receive ordination in order to serve God's people, in union with the bishop and all the priests of his diocese, in the ministry of liturgy, in preaching, and in charity. the laity. The greatest part of the people of God consists of the laity. Lay people are those faithful Christians, besides clergy and religious, who, incorporated to Christ by baptism, form the people of God. They participate, in their own particular way, in the priestly, prophetic, and royal functions of Christ. They carry out this mission in the world according to their condition. They have to be witnesses of Christ wherever they live, and are called to be holy, the same as the other members of the church. The religious. Religious are those faithful who live apart from the cares of this world in order to profess the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Thus, they give admirable testimony that the world can neither be transformed nor offered to God without the spirit of the Beatitudes. In this way, they contribute to the good of the entire church and to the fulfillment of her salvific mission. Resolutions for Christian life. Think about the task that Christ gave us of fulfilling the mission of the church and draw conclusions. Pray frequently for the Pope and the bishops, especially for the bishop of your diocese. This can be done during Holy Mass.